When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Good morning. I've been doing intermittent fasting for about 2 years, so I didn't know if you wanted some comments.
Yes, we would love that, especially from a medical professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
So generally speaking, I do a 12 to 14-hour fasting window. I don't do an 8. I'm a woman in my 50s, and I feel like that's too long for an older woman's body to go if you guys only have an 8-hour window.
Wait, so when do you fast?
Yeah.
So, for instance, so I wake up at 6 a.m. I'm driving into work right now. I work at 9 a.m. I'll eat my breakfast at 9. And then I generally try to eat every 2 to 3 hours, and I shut it down somewhere between 5 and 6 p.m. Oh. And I give myself, you know, so I eat nothing for 3 hours before I go to bed at 9. And then again, I'll fast until the next morning.
So you're going, okay, right, 12 hours, but you're sleeping for like 7 of them or whatever. Hmm. So that's good. That yeah, I'm of a similar age, so that's probably a good approach. So
my fear is for you that you will binge and your body will attempt to make up those calories.
So is the better option for me to do that at night? I guess I could do that too. I was trying to just think for my brain, what works.
Our brains don't store glucose, right? So at some point you do have to break your fast and provide your brain that glucose that it needs.
Right. Interesting.
But that's
okay.
Interesting. So if you shut it down at 6, we get up at 4. We could wait till 9 to eat, and that would be a long time. Or shut it down even 7.
And then what time do you wake? So like, what time would you go to bed then?
Well, I don't always go to bed. I have young kids, so I have to put my kids to bed. So sometimes it could be 9:30 or 10 o'clock or even 10:30 before I'm even close to going to sleep. But I'm pretty good with not eating late at night like that, you know, at that time.
Yeah. I found myself a 12 to 14-hour window that I felt as though I could be compliant with. And then I just make sure that I stop eating about 3 hours before bed.
So is that better? Is the 8-hour time not long enough? Is that what it is? Or is it just the time of day that's the problem?
So for me, I found if I tried to fast and only have an 8-hour eating window, I was too hungry. And then I would binge a ton of calories.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, too, life happens, right? People are going to bring stuff in. You're going to have a bad day, whatever.
Yeah.
I felt as though it was just too difficult to comply with. But maybe start with 12 to 14 of your fasting hours and then extend it if you can.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your comments. And please check back
in. Good luck. I'm gonna follow your progress.
Yes. No, thank you.
That'd
please,
be great.
And please do check in because I want to keep people updated and I want to hear your feedback as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Have a great day.
You too.